You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning. Todd Swillick, our D.C. correspondent, is with us. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, good morning, Celeste.
All right. So after a day of rituals and the reading of the Constitution and the election of John Boehner for a couple days, the Republicans in the House had promised they were going to get right to work, and they're fulfilling that, right? They've already put out a schedule for the timeline on the repeal of the health care law.
Yeah, they have procedural votes this morning on the rule to get to the health care repeal debate. It's called the job-killing health care bill, by the way. That's what Republicans
call it. That's the official title.
That's the title, the job-killing repeal of the job-killing health care bill. That's the name of the bill. The rule will be today. The final vote is scheduled for Wednesday. Now, if there are no more snafus or quirks that get in the way, the vote on that repeal should be Wednesday. Yep.
All right. So, but nothing's changed in terms of the fact that this is basically a symbolic vote.
It is a symbolic vote because nobody in Washington or outside Washington thinks that health care is going to be repealed. Harry Reid won't put it on the floor in the Senate. It won't pass the Senate. The president would never sign it. Why would he do that? This is his number one domestic achievement, his number one political achievement, probably. But there is an interesting thing going on here. Strangely, Democrats seem to be trying to find their voice on health care and have been getting a little bit of traction. A little late, right? You think they might have tried to find their voice back before the election or back in 2009, late 2009, when they actually passed this thing. But Democrats have been digging in now and trying to instruct the public on all of the things that they're going to lose, not just in the future, but right away if the Republicans were to succeed. Now, we'll get to some of those specifics, but listen to Dick Durbin. Spoke to him yesterday. He's the Senate Democratic whip, the number two Democrat in the Senate and one of the important liberals for messaging for Democrats. Spoke to Durbin yesterday about what this is going to sound like as Democrats try to fight back on health care finally.
When it gets beyond this simplified Obamacare scare and gets down to the reality of this new law and how it protects and helps families, I think we'll have a real national debate.
All right. Now, he's talking about things that people would really like in this bill, like banning the exclusion because of pre-existing conditions, guaranteed health care screening for seniors, guaranteed breast cancer screening, improved care for children, letting younger people stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. A big one, closing that coverage gap in the Medicare Part D prescription drug plan. It's known as the donut hole. Millions of seniors pay a lot for their drugs despite the fact that they have government coverage. This bill closes that gap entirely over 10 years. Democrats say we've done a terrible job letting people know about this stuff. We're going to finally tell them about it.
It sounds like the Democrats maybe would have been better served getting organized and coordinated on their message about health care before they lost so many of the midterm
you would think so.
Elections. But, I mean, is that what you're getting the sense that in the House and the Senate, the entire Democratic Party is kind of stepping in line with the White House on health care?
And more than just talk, or so they say, the White House issued what's known as a SAP inside the Beltway. SAP stands for Statement of Administration Policy, sort of showing that the White House takes this Republican bill sort of seriously. For bills they don't care about, they ignore them. This one, they issued a pretty detailed statement about why repealing the health care bill would be a mistake. And now Democrats across the spectrum say it's not just talk. They're going to have call centers over the weekend, similar to the Obama for America outreach program from the campaign. There's going to be surrogates on the talk circuit today, over the weekend, and into next week. You're going to be seeing them on television if you turn on cable. There's going to be a Democratic war room, and a war room is a communications messaging operation to debunk what they see as Republican misstatements or missteps on health care. So this is kind of a campaign, and it's sort of obvious, but a lot of liberals or at least supporters of health care would scratch their heads and say, "This is awesome. I wish it were 2009 or early 2010, but okay, go for it."
Or maybe they'd even wish it were 2012. I mean, in the end, do you foresee a way in which this could actually work for the Democrats and they could turn this issue around?
Well, that's what they're hoping to do. As long as the Republicans want to relitigate this issue, Democrats are hoping to relitigate it in their favor. And I think one thing that's interesting from
inside— You mean relitigate or relegislate?
No, not re-legislate. Democrats do not want to re-legislate this, in fact.
Well, to a certain extent, I mean, I don't mean to be skeptical of what is clearly, to me, a completely political move, and as we said, largely symbolic. It seems odd that the Republicans are trying to leap over all of the genuine investigation of a bill,
the hearings
go on, all the weighing of a bill, and leaping straight to repeal. That seems odd to me.
It will seem a little odd, especially because that kind of rushing things to the floor is exactly what Republicans complained about under a Democratic regime in the House.
Remember reconciliation.
Reconciliation, closed rules, putting things on the floor without debate. I'm sorry to say that this is fairly typical of the House over the last few years. The minority complains about the majority's heavy-handedness, says we'll do things differently, gets into office, and then does things the same way. Both sides have done this. I would like to point out one little thing about this newfound voice Democrats may have on health care. One thing that has happened in the Senate is that Senator Chuck Schumer from New York has taken over Democratic messaging from Harry Reid, and Harry Reid's a messaging operation for Democrats. That sounds like inside baseball, and it is, except this right here is the first test of that decision to have Schumer and his people take over Democratic messaging strategy. We'll see if it works, and we'll see if Schumer's successful here.